You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent Magazine. Proud to bring you today episode one of our new podcast, Elevate, where we will be recapping what we learned this week in the industry, including news, features and more, basically catching you up quickly on the week that was. We're also going to be using this podcast to take you behind the scenes in Transform each week with all the best coaches and mentors in other special episodes, so look out for those. There was lots going on in the world of real estate this week, so I've got help today. It's the publisher of Elite Agent Magazine, Mark Edwards, who also happens to be my husband, but is usually behind the cameras. Today, he's sitting beside me, so anything could happen. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Sam, how's things? It's been an absolute crack of a week. It's been a week of firsts for everyone, I think.
Yeah, well, this week was the first anniversary of The Brief as a daily newsletter, so congratulations on that. That's a lot of 4:30 a.m. clubs for us.
It certainly has been a lot of early starts, and it's also, obviously, this is our first podcast as well, so we're really excited to be able to almost just do like a weekly wrap of what's happened through the week, what we've seen, and look, yeah, so it's been a week of a ton of news, and sort of always at the beginning of the month as well, there's
some heaps going on.
Absolutely.
So 1st of September, obviously that's when the CoreLogic values are released, and this month they started calculating them a little bit differently. They added some computer power and a few other
new
things.
New calculator,
HAL, not quite HAL, but almost HAL. And when you think about it, it's pretty incredible because they sort of crunched the numbers of all of the, all of the transactions that happen week on week. And it's quite extraordinary because someone like the Australian Bureau of Statistics, they get their results out a month after the fact. But with CoreLogic's new algorithm and new processing power and all that sort of stuff, they can get their results out within a day and a half or something crazy. It's fast.
Yeah, I mean, I know what we go through on a Sunday when we get the auction results is the sheer amount of data that comes out of the results from around the country is absolutely incredible. But what we've seen for the August results, which came out beginning of September, is it was pretty much a
flatlining
goose egg.
Yeah, pretty much a goose egg. So when you sort of go around the country, there's some values that have gone up and some values that have gone down. Mm. But when you sort of average them all out,
zero percent growth right across the country when you average anything out. There were some pretty outstanding numbers though. Darwin had the weakest performing from a dwelling price side of things. But on the flip side, they're the highest from a rental side, rental yields. But I think obviously when you combine both those dwelling price gains or losses and also the rental yields, the one that really came out in front was Hobart. It just seems to be a place where it's just almost like it comes up trumps from an investor perspective. Momentum was down in Sydney, where it was almost getting down to no growth for the month. But John McGrath is basically saying there's going to be any kind of burst that's going to happen in the market. No one is certainly talking about bubbles.
That's right. The rumours of bubbles are greatly exaggerated, as always, according to the experts, and as always, in Tim we trust.
Absolutely.
Meaning Tim Lawless from CoreLogic. So similarly with him. So this week also saw some new products released into the marketplace. So particularly realestate.com.au, they had a big week. They've got some new commercials out. This is the place.
Yeah, really, great lifestyle sort of TVCs, TV commercials. I think they've got three. They've got brand ad, a sales ad, and also a rent ad. So it's all about sort of the the feeling, the vibe.
The vibe, yeah. Well, yeah. Giving you all the feels, I think, you know, is the expression that you use. And remember at Inman, a couple of months ago, like the big trend is on storytelling and storytelling in videos and real estate agents telling stories about properties and people and things like that. So, very on trend in terms of, what they're trying to achieve there with that campaign. So it's well worth taking a look at.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting to see that change in trend, particularly from Inman, where of conferences of past, it was all very much about big data and analytics and predictive models and so forth. This conference was very much around, as you said, storytelling. So I think that is therefore, it's played out quite nicely in the This Is The Place TVCs that the REA has come out with. They also came out with Marketplace.
So that's connecting residential real estate agents with developers. So there's a few of those portals around the place, but obviously, REA, very big audience, very logical sort of step for them to launch that. Let's step over to franchise news for a moment. So as always, there's tons of stuff going on within the franchises. Harcourts, raised $100,000 to support White Ribbon Day, which is, of course, is their initiative that they do every year to end violence against women. And what the blokes do is they wear women's high heels. So
yeah, ouch. I don't know whether I'll be able to do that. Oh, well. It just seems to be such a small part of pain for such a great cause. So I think it's for those blokes out there walking around with heels.
Yeah, obviously you're not female and you don't know how painful heels get. So sure all the women listening are going, he's got no idea.
I should knock on the door of Monica too and basically say, can I borrow a pair of those Louis Vuittons and
test out a pair of her heels, and then then tell me they're not that painful.
Yeah, Monica, if you're listening.
But congratulations to Harcourts. Great initiative there. Also, in franchise news, Andre Frack, Richardson & Wrench, the Richardson & Wrench Awards were this week, and he did very well. So congratulations, Andre, on a fantastic year, and also to all the other award winners. And also, obviously we're recording this on a Thursday, which to come out on a Friday, so we don't quite know who the auctioneering championship is this week. So all the auctioneering championships have been held in Adelaide. Risa has been hosting those. So to all of the finalists, good luck. We can't wait to find out who wins.
Yeah, it's all going to be very exciting. A couple of other calls out from around the traps. A new office in Croydon, Victoria for Barry Plant, Matthew Jinks and James Broman. They've both been in the industry for quite a while. 11 years for Matt in Lilydale, and also with Jeff having had his own business for 30 odd years. So good on those guys
for the next year. It is hard opening a business. So in Featureland this week we've had John Knight talk about the perils and the pitfalls, as well as the upsides of owning your own business. And we know that too from starting Elite Agent Magazine a mere 3 years ago. They say that starting your own business is like jumping off a cliff with a parachute and trying to build a plane on the way down.
I think that article from John, it's got some really good takeaways from anyone that's wanting to has the desire to create their own business and what you need to look out for, particularly with when you've got that initial itch, the initial I need to do this on my own, what are the sort of things you need to look out for. So it's a good article there from John.
Well, a big one is money, right? Because if we're sort of going to talk about what we learned from that article, we know that starting in real estate is hard, right? Often you don't get paid for a long time, or in any business, you can't pay yourself for a long time. And it is true, as John says, because he's an accountant in the business, that it might be that you earn a lot less as a principal than you did as a salesperson, unless you sort of set yourself up right and get ready to play the long game from the get-go.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Some really good advice there from John. And by the way, all of the links that we talk about in this podcast will be beneath this post, so look out for those links if you want to come back to them at some point. So
So also some feature land this week. We also had our first week of Transform.
Yeah, like we got together with our Super Six. So we do have six contestants who are sort of our Masters Super Six, and we also have six that we're calling the Lucky Six, Play at Home Six. So together they're the Dirty Dozen. So we did catch up with the Super Six, and you know, like we started with it with a photography shoot with Jason Mallowan of the Portrait Store, who makes can make anyone look good. Like,
yeah, he's an absolute master. I think, you know, so the, we did a little video of his takeaways as to you know, so what makes a great portrait. You know, so when you need to take a headshot, when's a good time to do it? What are the tips to actually look really engaged with a with the camera? I think you, Sam, you had a had your own session with Jason.
I was the lab rat, and I was speaking. I don't know, lab rat turtle. We, like, you know, we turtled a lot. So, you know, the turtle is a move where you stick your chin out, like, you know, and
you'll actually see it on the video.
Yeah, but you stick your chin out and look right into the camera, because when you stick your chin out, not only does it make your, you know, jawline a lot thinner, let's say, like, you know, it also makes you look more engaged. And so, you know, someone looks at a headshot where, you know, you look like you're looking at them, then it sort of creates a deeper connection, so they say, at least a deeper connection than, let's say, some of those bad real estate photos we see on some of those bad real estate photo websites.
There are a few of them around, aren't they?
And there are too many to mention now, obviously, but suffice to say, no more bad real estate headshots. There is no excuse for it. There are so many good photographers in this country. I mean, Jason's like the, you know, the Porsche photographers, but, you know, like the...
Oh, look, there are plenty out there, and you know, so I think there's a few freelance sites as well that, what did we see the other day, Snapper,
yeah, S-N-A-P-P-R, they're like the Uber of photography, so, you know, like whether it's a property for, you know, like whether you're shooting a property or whether you're shooting yourself.
It's basically dial up when you need it, and they're on your doorstep.
There's an Uber for everything these days.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a really fun day. If you check out the video of Jason, you'll probably see some B-roll in the background of the shoots that we were doing with all of the Super Six, and by all accounts, everyone had a great time. And if you actually have a look at the top of our Facebook page, you'll see the profile photo of the group shot with them and Jason. It was an absolute hoot. One of the Super Six being Josh Hart from One Agency in Launceston.
He's such a lovely guy, and from Tasmania. So it's our first Tasmanian in any of the three rounds of Transform that we've had. And of course, you know, like Josh spoke at ARIC this year, so probably folks are saying, you know, why are you sort of, you know, why does Josh need to transform? He's already, you know, perfect. And you know, on the social media side of things, he is, and he's given some great tips for everyone in the latest edition of the magazine on spring cleaning your marketing. I mean, for Josh himself and for some of the others, like Rebecca Freeman as well, you know, Nick Pappas, he's a very established principal in Sydney's Eastern Suburbs Beaches area. You know, they've all come to learn different skills. So, you know, like, make sure that, you know, that there's something for everyone in Transform every season. Some of the best coaches coming up. We've got Jed Xavier coming up. We've got Matt LaHood coming up. We've got Julie Masters coming up. We've got so many good coaches that you can actually learn along with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, go to eliteagent.com.au/transform for all the latest coaching and information from Transform. And we can't wait to bring it to you.
Yeah, I think what we'll be doing in the subsequent issues of the Elevate podcast is to give you almost like a snapshot of what's happened there, and with some of those lessons to actually give you the lesson as a podcast. So it's going to be a great way for you to be able to learn along with the Dirty Dozen, the Lucky Six. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, you can listen along in the car rather than trying to sort of read or watch the video. So that's the whole idea behind this podcast. So
absolutely. So, yeah. What's old is new, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah. And what's new is new. So digital, like, you know, obviously there's lots happening in the digital space in real estate this week as there always is. So we've sort of been through a few of those things, but let's talk about digital signatures for a start. So, you know, that area is hotting up, right?
Absolutely. Look, I think, you know, so there's a number of big legislative landmark milestones that are coming up, particularly next year, with the move to digital signatures, digital verification of identification. So there's a we're doing a series of six blog posts over the next 6 weeks. Funny that.
Your mass is as good as Osher on the Bachelor.
I've got six blog posts and they're going to go over six weeks.
That's good.
But this is all going to be around, you know, so what it is that is coming up for the industry. You know, so what are the important milestones and what are some of the challenges that the digital and also e-signature environment is going to bring along. There's also a couple of seminars, seven of them in total, around the traps in New South Wales and Victoria.
Regions aren't left out this time.
No, absolutely not. So InfoTrack are actually doing some seminars in Sydney and New South Wales and Victoria, and as I said, they're going to be in various different regional areas as well. So if you want to know what's going on and how this is going to affect you and the industry, get yourself along to some of these seminars.
So the link for that is eliteagent.com.au/InfoTrack. And you know, like they say, there's no such thing as a free lunch. Well, there is such a thing as a free lunch. This is worst case scenario is a free lunch, but you know, like when you look at and so Mark and I have been overseas a couple of times to some of these overseas conferences, and you can definitely see the speed of transactions overseas is much, much quicker than it is here. Like, you know,
incredible.
Because number one, their legislation allows it, but number two, they have the technology platforms that underpin it.
Yeah.
And you know, like digital signatures is just one of those things. Like, you know, like the whole idea of driving contracts around in cars now and signing them on bonnets is near mad.
It's almost archaic. I mean, we've seen some of the examples of, for example, Opendoor, where they are able to make an offer on your property.
Well, they're able to transact property in a day.
Yeah. So make an offer to the vendor, transact the property, and essentially it moves from A to B in a day. It is absolutely incredible the speed of what can happen. But I think this is all underpinned by the adoption of digital verification, digital signatures. And also down the track, I think, you know, so from the it's absolutely going to be coming down the track is the cryptocurrency and the blockchain side of things. Sammy, you had a little little meltdown yourself about this last night, and gave your thoughts on it this morning.
Yeah, keyboard was kind of burning a bit last night in terms of first of all, number one is that. You know, the subject of fraud, like people think that digital signatures and fraud, you know, like that they're more open to fraud, but obviously open less. But that's not what I was kind of, you know, not what I was talking about this morning. I'm sort of talking about, you know, like obviously with a lot of new technology coming along, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be saying, oh, I'm first to do this or I'm first to do that. And the fact is that, you know, like what I saw last night was nothing short of a marketing stunt, which was both inaccurate and, you know, looked like it was set up on a website that was, you know, WordPress, 20 seconds to set up, you know, five blog posts from someone on Fiverr and a clickbaity headline that says, I'm the first at offering Bitcoin. In Australia, and
so why did that get you all upset?
Well, so number one is Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, and it's not like you can have two cash registers on your front desk, one that says I accept cash here and I accept Bitcoin over here, because the idea of Bitcoin is that it actually needs to run on something called blockchain, and you know, blockchain is something that we've written about a lot, but it's a near impossible to decrypt fraud, you know, something that's written into blockchain. And whoever it was, you know, like, you know, let's see, I think the line was, let's see if we can go national by morning. You know, number one, it was inaccurate because, you know, it has been done before, or, you know, there are other agencies that have looked into it before, as far back as 2014. And number two, you know, like as a marketing stunt, well, you know, like I'm not a big admirer of someone that says, well, I am, you know, like I'm just, you know, there to give the marketing ideas. I'm not there to do the research. And, you know, and I think that's bad, because the second that somebody comes calling, like an ABC journalist or Joe Hildebrand or, you know, like, or anything like that, you know, and then, you know, you don't know the rest of the story, then, you know, like that sort of just gives everybody a bad feeling, and I think a bad reputation. So, you know, like, I do think it was a bit irresponsible. And so, you know, like, number one, I guess, you know, like, if we're talking about what we've learned, you know, if you see someone saying I'm first at something, question it, because, you know, it's not just in our industry, but everywhere we hear, I mean, you know, fake news. If Donald Trump's saying fake news, you know, well and truly might be fake news. But, you know, like, it is up to you to be curious and question things, that's all, because I'd sort of hate for anyone to be sucked in by something like that. Mm. And, you know, and then it's, you know, then you just look silly.
Inevitably, though, I think the whole Bitcoin, blockchain, Ethereum, whatever cryptocurrency is going to be, it is going to take a place within the economic community that we live in.
Oh, for sure. Like, you know, there is nothing surer than blockchain will become, you know, cryptocurrency, blockchain will become a part of our lives. Our financial system is not quite ready for it yet. We're not quite there. You know, the banks don't know what to do. Like, you know, they're starting to commercial leases is the first toe that we've dipped into the water. But, you know, like, we met some people from Trust Bond this week who are, you know, like they're you know, doing bond surety things, you know, for tenants. Like, so you would, instead of paying $2,000 in bond to the rental bond board, you'd pay $200 or something like that to Trust Bond. And then if anything happened to the property, then you would claim it from Trust Bond rather than the owner via the manager would claim it from Trust Bond rather than the rental bond board. Now, this whole thing runs on blockchain. So it's not just, you know, some silly SQL database in someone's laundry. This is like, you know, a 7-point anti-fraud system, which is written in history, which is going to take, you know, like everything from your inside leg measurement to, you know, your Facebook profile to whatever. So, you know, like, it's not like you are ever going to be free of anything wrong you do under that system.
But on the flip side, though, it also records everything right that you've done. And that's where this whole, you know, sort of the trust side of it comes into it, in that it can say, all right, Samantha McLean, you're a great tenant. You've never had a claim against you. You've been always paid your rent on time. Therefore, you've got like a 5-star rating.
Well, yeah.
It's like a lifetime no-claim bonus.
It was exactly like, you know, going and renting properties on Airbnb or Uber. Like, everyone gets ratings and things like that. So, you know, I would say, you know, if you knew, like, you know, it's like that whole thing about people in Airbnb properties not leaving towels on the bathroom floor. You know, it's because, you know, like, someone's going to come in and rate you. Like, you know, so The rating that you'll get, and this whole thing is built on blockchain. So, you know, like, let me get to the point quickly. What that means is that, you know, like, your ledger as a tenant, you know, like, it won't be sort of, you know, maybe coming out of a software provider these days. It will be centrally held, so that if you want to move from property to property to property, it won't be a matter of, you know, like, I have to apply. It'll be, you know, here is my ledger, here is my ledger, here are my credentials. Mm. You know, so it won't be a matter of sort of going through one of the tenancy databases or anything like that even. It'll all be there, and, you know, tenants will be able to then sort of go, well, I've been paying this much in rent for however long, so now I'm off to get a mortgage. Like, there are so many, you know, efficiencies in this whole blockchain system that it's not even funny. So don't think, because I'm sort of saying, okay, you know, like, maybe we shouldn't be throwing around these terms that we don't know enough about, or if, you know, someone that doesn't know enough about them, the thing about cryptocurrency and blockchain is a good thing. It's going to happen. I'll be actually talking about it a bit more at our event in November. November 14, how to lead a winning team in 2018. And this is probably where we'll wrap it up today because the other exciting thing for me this week is Matt Hall, who's someone I've seen speak before, and he's one of our keynote speakers at the event as well. He's Australia's only entrant in the World Championship Red Bull Racing competition.
So for those who don't know what we're talking about, if you have probably seen some of the footage of those blow-up pylons, like the blow-up men with the flappy arms out the front of a tyre place.
Yeah, it's basically planes flying between those at, like, heaps of speed.
Batshit crazy guys.
Yeah, crazy guys. So, you know, like Matt Hall, who is, you know, like, I've seen him speak before, and he's a really interesting guy, actually. He's third-generation pilot, only ever wanted to be a pilot. You know, for any of you fans of Top Gun, he was Australia's Top Gun. Then he went to Australia's Top Gun school, and then he went and fought in Afghanistan. And then where do you go from there? Of course, you go into, you know, nutso Red Bull Racing.
High adrenaline
Red Bull Racing. Yep. But, you know, the point is that, you know, it's not just about him in the plane. It's about him in the plane and the team. Mm. And, you know, like the whole thing that we've heard all year from everyone is that, you know, that they want to be able to manage their teams better, they want to be able to lead their teams better. And so, you know, like, who better than to talk about that than someone who actually has to, you know, depends on his team for life or death.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, sort of that leads into the whole theme of the event is around how to lead a winning team. And it's also touching on those aspects of how to actually recruit a team, how to run a team, and to be the best at what you are. Sam, it's been an absolute pleasure in our first ever podcast.
Do you have to say that?
Yes.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming along. Thanks for joining me. Thanks for writing the news with me for a year.
It's been a pleasure.
And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.